Well, I've known lots and lots and lots of people and friends over the years that have recovered from addiction problems. And I think some of my friends and some of the people that I've worked closely with have been the real guiding spirits for me. Several of the clinicians that I worked with back then and in the early years in New Hampshire, like Lindy Fox, were people who had a dual disorder and were very open and upfront about it, and were able to talk very articulately about all the bad experiences that they had been through and the poor treatment they had gotten, both in the mental health system and the addiction system. And I think in the 70s and 80s, knowing those people was really inspirational for me, because on the one hand, I was seeing that, you know, our clients were doing so terribly. On the other hand, I had a few friends who were involved in all this and were in recovery themselves, who were really enormously hopeful and encouraging about our, you know, developing some things that would work for people with co-occurring disorders. But it's been a long struggle. We didn't have much success in those early years.